fumble. The second was a three and out, and we'll see what Bannix can do on their third drive.
The spread offense is an interesting offense. It can be very difficult to stop at times. It's very difficult to run out of because you have so many receivers spread out. So look for short, quick passes.
Tommy Morneau, a sophomore, starting this game, and he keeps it for himself around the left end. He has room to run. He has the first down and drags the defender across the 45-yard line. They're going to put him down close to the 46. It's going to be a 16-yard gain. When all said and done, move the chains for Bad Axe.
Drew Field makes a tackle for Cass City. Nice job by Morneau there as they bring Bailey Heinz in motion from the near side of your radio to the far side. And he, as the ball is snapped, he looks to be a lead fullback at the time. And Bad Axe utilizes a read option with Kennedy in the background. They all bid on Kennedy, who's had all the carries so far tonight. Morneau took it himself and had an easy first down.
First and 10 for the Hatchets. It's a handoff to the middle, number 25 with it, Mitch Kennedy. And looks like the ball hit the turf. Potential fumble, all both teams jumping on it. No official word yet, and they're saying second down. So there was a fumble on it, but Bannix recovered. Looks like the big man, number 77, Andrew Taylor, the tackle, brought that jump on that one to save another turnover. Now second and 10, still from the Bannix 46.
And still leading that Cass City defense, the senior Jacob Perry in on the scene, making the tackle and forcing that loose football. That's twice Kennedy's now put it on the ground. Let's see if they keep confident with him and give him the rock a few more times.
Jacob Perry has recovered a fumble, forced a fumble, and has a few tackles on top of that. Spread formation for Bannix, second and 10, Morneau. Rolling to his right, staying in the pocket, passes quickly, is caught across midfield to the 49 and brought down at the 48-yard line. His intended receiver was number 12, Tyler Labor, the senior wide receiver, for a 7-yard gain, and now brings up third and 3.
Shane Rasmussen with the tackle.
Bannix moving the ball suddenly quite well out of the spread formation.
I want to point out there, Mitch Kennedy makes a big-time block as the running back. He fakes the handoff to himself and then stands in and takes a block from a blitzing linebacker to give Morneau just enough time to get that pass off to the sure-handed Tyler Labor.
Two receivers wide each way. Now a man in motion. That's number 7, Bailey Heinz. And Morneau's actually rolling.
He's got a receiver open.
Receive, throwing it downfield. And it's nearly picked off, and actually number 25 catches
Mitch
it.
Kennedy.
Mitch Kennedy goes in for the score. Touchdown, Bannix. In the absolute Sports Center top 10 play, the pass was intended for Tyler Labor. It got tipped straight into the air. Two Cass City defenders flew through the air, and there to catch it, Mitch Kennedy, about 5 yards behind the play, said, "Hey, Mom, look what I found," and he ran in from the into the end zone from 22 yards out.
That had immaculate reception written all over it, Clark. I mean, Labor had everyone beat by about 10 yards. Morneau was off balance, threw it way short, and when Labor and the defenders collided, the ball popped straight up in the air. Mitch Kennedy finds it and takes it the rest of the way.
A 46-yard catch for Kennedy as Morneau in for the two-point conversion. That is good as well. And now Bannix is on the board with 8 points. It's Cass City 14, Bannix 8 with 3:19 left in the first quarter. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Bannix marches right down the field in their spread formation. Doesn't take too many plays, capped off by an immaculate reception of 46 play. I guess the intended receiver is Tyler Labor. Was caught, though, by Kennedy. Mitch Kennedy, number 25, ran in for the score from the 22-yard line out. Just a
heads-up play. A heads-up play by the senior running back. He's had two fumbles. He's only lost one of them. And a heads-up play, hopefully, to get him some confidence back so Bad Axe can start to score some more points.
And it's a kickoff to number 88, Curtis Dickinson. There's a shorter kick, and they bring him down at the 44-yard line. So Cass City working off a 56-yard field. 3:10 left in the first quarter, 14-8 Cass City leads.
Number 87, Austin Wushlager, gets his first tackle of the night for the Hatchets.
Austin Wushlager, and
first and 10 now for Cass City.
It appears that Harbor Beach leads Memphis 7-0.
It's actually 14-0 now.
14 now.
Just got a text update on that one after a pass completion. On the first play here for Cass City, gets across midfield for a 7-yard gain.
Run by number 26, Braden Personowski,
the ball carrier on that one.
Number 18, Tommy Morneau, makes the tackle for Bad Axe.
Tackle by number 18.
According
Tommy
to the spot,
Morneau.
Is a 6-yard gain right at midfield at the 50-yard line. Second and four coming up for Cass City. 2:42 left in the first quarter.
Lakers leads USA 6-0.
Lakers fired up, trying to go 4-0. And it's a handoff to Drew Field around the left end. Gets across the first down sticks. Drag his defender all the way down to the 44-yard line of Bad Axe. Another 6-yard gain and move the chains, Cass City.
Yes, the tackle was made by number 87, Austin Wushlager.
Or as I would say, Wushlager.
That's grabby correct.
And now first and 10 for Cass City. 2:26 left in the first quarter, 14-8. Cass City came out and scored 14 quick points. Bad Axe responds, moving the ball quite well down the field out of their spread formation. Responds with an 8-point play.
Yeah, and they got a break that they needed. They got a tip pass that fell into the arms of one of their running backs and took it to pay dirt. Hopefully now that's the spark that Bad Axe needs.
Cass City packing it in the T formation. Hartle hands it off around the right side. Not much going there. Actually brought back maybe for a loss of one. They say where maybe four motion is. And now we have flags flying all over. This could be a late hit against Bad Axe as some Kansas City players fell. The handoff was to Personowski around the right side. They say is a loss of two on the play.
But I think you're going to have two personal fouls against Bad Axe on this play.
Here's the first one. Personal foul against Cass City. And then probably the retaliation here. Personal foul against Bad Axe. So those will be offsetting. And now we have a second down coming up for Cass City. So don't even look at those penalties. We'll chalk down the 15 for each team. But when all said and done, it's still second and 12.
Still second and 12. A nice job on defense by Bad Axe to stop that play. Austin Wushlager gets credit for the tackle. And as you can see, Coach Minetti way out on the field talking to his guy saying, listen, we got the personal foul we wanted. Don't retaliate and give it back, young man. So hopefully now we can get going to get these penalties out of the way.
Hartle hands it off to his third man, number six, and Bad Axe is there to meet him. Sawyer Cuthrell met at the original line of scrimmage by the Bad Axe defense and now brings up a third and 10.
The junior, Joe Amon, in on the tackle for Bad Axe.
Joe Amon making a difference so far in this game. That would be his third tackle of the night. Third and 10 coming up for Cass City from Bad Axe's 48-yard line. Minute 25 left in the first quarter, and we have a one-touchdown game. 14-8, Cass City leads. Cass City comes out of the huddle, working in between the hash marks, favoring the right side, going left to right across your radio in the maroon helmets with white stripe down the middle and a number on one side. Classic helmet there. Looks like the Titans out there, in fact. Hartle out to pass, rolling to his right, has a receiver wide open at the 22-yard line, Curtis Dickinson, and he is finally dragged out of bounds by number 12 of Bad Axe, Tyler Labor, at the 7-yard line. A huge third down conversion for Cass City.
And Cass City, the run has been so successful, they just keep doing it over and over and over, and it's only a matter of time. Bad Axe dials up the blitz, play action is picked up well by the offensive line, Dickinson gets behind the defensive backs, wide open, and an easy throw and catch from Dakota Hartle to Curtis Dickinson, and a nice touchdown-saving tackle by Tyler Labor.
39-yard reception for Curtis Dickinson as Bad Axe's sideline getting fired up, as you can hear on our field mics. I formation now for Cass City. Hand out to the third man, Personowski. Gets down to the end zone and touchdown.